Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Small as an Elephant by Jennifer Richard Jacobson, performed by William DeFries. For Holly and Eric. 1. If anyone wants to know what elephants are like, they are like people, only more so. Peter Cornet. Elephants can sense danger. They're able to detect an approaching tsunami or earthquake before it hits. Unfortunately, Jack did not have this talent. The day his life was turned completely upside down, he was caught unaware. He was in a little hubba tent at Seawall Campground on Mount Desert Island. The night had been cool, and Jack had been glad he'd insisted on taking his warmer sleeping bag when his mom tried to talk him into the other one, the one that was lighter and easier to scrunch up. But now it was morning, and he was hot. His sweat-soaked hair stuck to his neck and forehead. Clothes dryer. That's what the tent smelled like. A trapped heat smell that filled his nostrils and told him the sun was high. It's gotta be lunchtime, he thought, kicking off his sleeping bag. Why hadn't she woken him up? He raced the tent zipper around its track and scrambled out into fresher air. Dang! The rental car was gone! He stood there, rooted, as if his eyes just had to adjust to the light, had to let forms take shape, and the car would be there, right where she'd left it. But the car was really gone. So was the little tent his mother had pitched on the gravelly ground next to his. Jack tried to take a deep breath, but the air outside was now as heavy and suffocating as the air inside the tent had been. Had she moved sites? Maybe the ground beneath her sleeping bag was too rocky and she decided to find a better site. Which would make sense, he suddenly realized, because the camping gear they'd spread across the picnic table was no longer there either. All that was left on the site was Jack and his hubba. He fumbled for his phone to call her. No reception in the campground, at least not in this spot. Relax, he told himself. It probably had nothing to do with what had happened yesterday. A softer site, or one closer to the ocean, had probably opened up. She had jumped on it and was now sitting there, looking out at the Atlantic, waiting for him to show up. From what they'd been told, cars lined up every morning to get a spot at this campground. First come, first...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?